High pressure continues to build over the south coast today, bringing drier conditions, according to local meteorologist Jason Ross. Environment Canada shows temperatures will reach 9°C today, and 3°C overnight. The next frontal system reaches the area Tuesday night into Wednesday, with rain for the coast and snow for the Alpine, with the freezing level rising to near 1,500 meters. Ross says another system will arrive Friday and another on Saturday into Sunday. There is a lot of uncertainty regarding this system at this time. However, long-range models are hinting at a potential atmospheric river that could bring significant precipitation to southwestern BC with high freezing levels, Ross said. Pool closure. Please note that the Brennan Park pool is closed for the foreseeable future, to address the facility's deck, which has been deemed a potential slip hazard. The district estimates the closure could last for a minimum of 4 weeks, or more. Any 10 and 20 visit passes due to expire during the closure will be extended. Monthly pass holders will also receive an extension through the closure. Staff will cancel and refund all registered aquatic programs and rentals. Refunds will automatically be issued next week, the district says. After backlash from last Wednesday's pool closure announcement, the district provided more up-to-date details about what is happening. Slip resistance testing was carried out at the pool by an independent third party on February 11, under the direction of VCH, the district said. The report indicated that the tiles did not meet the required anti-slip standards for wet surfaces. Under the BC Public Health Act pool regulation, a pool operator must ensure that pool aprons, walkways, and floors have a surface that is slip-resistant when wet. Because the slip resistance did not meet the required standards for wet surfaces, VCH ordered an immediate closure. The Muni said Brennan Park Pool closes for annual maintenance each year to ensure the longevity of the aquatic center and to help prevent larger, more costly problems from occurring. Brennan Park Recreation Center's front desk will close at 9 p.m. Monday to Friday for the duration of the pool closure. All arena rentals will continue as normal. A warm place to duck out of the cold. When temperatures drop, the district reminds locals that the following municipal buildings are available as warming centers: Squamish Public Library, Right Pointing Arrow Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow Monday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow Sunday, 12 to 4 p.m. Brennan Park Recreation Center. Right Pointing Arrow Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. The 55 Activity Center. Right Pointing Arrow Monday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right Pointing Arrow Saturday, programs only. Right Pointing Arrow Sunday, closed. For more information on how to prepare for cold weather, go to squamish.ca/extreme-cold. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol, or M+S, on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Work site. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. On Highway 99, northbound, expect to encounter maintenance work being done between Lions Bay Avenue and Porto Cove Road for 2.0 kilometers, Lions Bay. The work will be done at 3:30 p.m. today, but until then, the right lane is blocked. Slow down and pass with caution. Further north on Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Lilwat Place and Seton Lake Road for 45.1 kilometers, Lilwat. There's compact snow. Also further north on Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Seton Lake Road and Hat Creek Road for 55.5 kilometers, Lilwat. And on Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Hat Creek Road and the end of Highway 99 for 20.4 kilometers, 50 to 71 kilometers north of Lilwat. There's compact snow. Moon phase. The moon is in its last quarter phase. But what does that mean, exactly? The moon's illumination is currently 91.12%. It is currently located in the constellation of Virgo, according to phasesmoon.com. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spots in all of BC were Solander Island and Agassiz, which saw a high of 10.4 C, according to Environment Canada data. They were also the hot spots in all of Canada. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 10.3 C. The coldest spots in BC on February 18 were Fort Nelson Airport and Dawson Creek Airport, which dipped to minus 34.1 C. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.3 C. February average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.6 C, the minimum temperature is 5.4 C, and the maximum is 8.3 C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is low, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include wind slabs. The advice for today from avalog.co is: assess for new wind slabs as you gain elevation. Small wind slabs could be sensitive to rider traffic due to the underlying weak layers. Continue to verify conditions in your area and practice good travel habits. Be careful with wind-loaded pockets, especially near ridge crests and rollovers. Be careful with sloughing in steep terrain, especially above cliffs and terrain traps. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. These events caught our eye. Today, there's daytime board game meetup at Arrowwood Games, located at 38,157 2 Avenue, from 1 to 3 p.m. The event host will carefully select the perfect games for the group while fostering a fun and positive environment. No prior game knowledge or experience is necessary, reads the listing. Feb. 21, check out the Librarian at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38,005 Cleveland Avenue, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Andrea Graham, aka The Librarian, is a renowned Canadian DJ, producer, and co-founder of Bass Coast Festival, named DJ Mag's Best Boutique Festival 2019. Known for her innovative approach to bass music, Andrea blends genres like dubstep, grime, jungle, and drum and bass with seamless mixing and deep, powerful frequencies, reads the listing. Feb. 23rd, there's the Squamish Wedding Network and Trade Show, from 12 to 5 p.m. Whether you're a soon-to-be wed couple, wedding planner, or industry professional, this is your one-stop shop to connect with top-tier vendors and discover the latest trends in wedding planning, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an event. Number parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive; 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side; Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side; 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; 6th Avenue, entire street, no parking on west side; Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue; Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on east side; Edgewater Crescent, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent; No Name Road, entire street, no parking on east side; Brothers Place, entire street, no parking on south side; Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue, no parking on east side; Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac, no parking on south side; Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on east side; Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way, no parking on north side; Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on west side; Glacier View Drive, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Gas prices: in Squamish today, regular gas is going for 184.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, 9001 Valley Drive. Gas in Whistler is 185.9 per liter at the co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, you can fill up for 179.9 per liter at AC Gas. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Quesnel, where you can fill up for 157.9 per liter at the Super Save Gas at 914 Front Street.